101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. Think I'll slip on down. Well, I guess I was wrong. I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright. I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that ivory tower that you're living. Slip on down to the oasis, so I've got a friend in low places.
Point 1 FM, Muskie 101.
I'm a little more beer bottle, beer joint than a fancy bar. I'm a little more sitting up high on the road than a little car. I'm a little more bust your back than take it for free. And that's how I'll always be. I'm a little more lose my temper than to sit on back. I'm a little more old Hank Williams than that trendy crap. I love a flatwood old front porch made of an old oak tree. That's how I'll always be. Stray dogs and guitars playing, one room churches, back road walks, and front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be.
I live a little like Cool Hand Luke. Fast cars and motorcycles, raising hell and cowboy boots. Hey, on a Sunday morning, I'll take the back row seat. That's how I'll always be. Rock bouncing off a Chevy fender, that feeling that you get first time she let you kiss her. Rusty roofs that rattle when the rain is falling down, handshake deals, fresh cut hay fields and hometowns. Well, I'll always be a fan of old stray dogs and guitars playing. One room church is back road walks. Front porch swinging, sunset skies, bonfire nights. I love the simple things. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be. That's how I'll always be.
Tim McGraw on Musky Country 101. The 4 o'clock hour has begun. That means it's Gray here with a keyword for you. That keyword, last one of the day for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest, is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, supper. It's a $100 cash hour too, so someone who uses that Civic app to send in the keyword supper before the hour's over is taking up $100 cash up for grabs, just sitting there waiting for you. Grab it, send that keyword, enjoy Red Dirt Road.
I was raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much. In my shackled up GTO, I'd sneak out in the middle of the night, throw rocks at her bedroom window. We'd turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've learned
got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer.
A really good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
Might give a damn, maybe one of your caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Travis Tritt on Muskie Country, here's a quarter, and here's the first of two football segments for the football hour, 4 o'clock on Muskie 101. What are the Packers doing trying out a receiver at cornerback? Well, first of all, I agree with you, that is a good question. I definitely get a little nervous when I see stuff like that happening, but there's a couple things that I want to remind you to keep in mind that I think will help us in moments like this. Specifically, I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. Wide receiver Bo Melton has been seen at practice taking reps at cornerback, swapping from offense to defense. Now, Bo Melton is probably not a name you recognize unless you spend a lot of time researching, talking, watching football, because he's the bottom of our wide receiver chart. He got some usage out of the backfield last year and even scored a touchdown. He's kind of a gadget player for the Packers so far, has contributed decently on special teams, but that's one of the main explanations for why this is happening. He's on the bottom of a long list of wide receivers. The Packers, of course, drafted two receivers and added a couple more in free agency and undrafted free agents. So there's actually a pretty decent chance that Bo Melton does not make the roster as a receiver this year. So from his perspective, it makes sense to increase his value by seeing if he can contribute somewhere else that the team really needs, which, to be fair, we do need. We're hurting for cornerbacks now, not terribly, and technically there's enough guys in that room, but we don't know if there's enough talent in that room, and frankly, there probably isn't. So that's it right there. Bo Melton isn't going to be what he's supposed to be, and we need something else, and he's already in the room. That's it. Remember, it's called Hanlon's Razor. The simplest explanation is usually the correct one. What's the simplest explanation? He's already there, and even if he is on the way out, check him out before he goes. If not, try to practice squat him, maybe release him. It's not that big a deal. Bo Melton, there's a reason you don't know the name. You're probably not going to. Tyler Farr coming up next on Muskie Country. More football later this hour. Get us the keyword, supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Open the Civic app to Muskie Country. Hit the text button, send supper.
Muskie 101. Celebrate summer at Muskie Fest, June 20th through the 22nd, sponsored by Adventure RV and Power Sports. This event brings together fun, family, and community. Thank you to Franzen Bank and Trust, Coop's Pizza, Serve Pro of Hayward, Don Johnson's Hayward Motors, and Republic Services for their support. Enjoy chalk art, kids games, live music, and more. Visit MuskieFest.com for details.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Muskie 101.
Gonna drive like hell through your neighborhood. park this Silverado on your front lawn. Crank up a little Hank, sit on the hood and drink. I'm about to get my redneck on. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom windows, throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You know you broke the wrong heart, baby, and drove me redneck crazy. Wish I knew how long it's been going on, how long you've been getting some on the side. No, he can't amount to much by the look of that little truck. Well, he won't be getting any sleep tonight. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom. Cans at both of your shadows. I didn't come here to start a fight, but I'm up for anything tonight. You know you broke the wrong heart, baby, drove me redneck crazy. Redneck crazy. I'd wish you both the best, endless love and happiness. You know that's just not the kind of man I am. Yeah, I'm the kind that shows up at your house at 3 a.m. I'm gonna aim my headlights into your bedroom windows, throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. For anything tonight. You've gone and broke the wrong heart, baby, and drove me redneck crazy. You drove me redneck crazy. Oh,
we're the one that didn't get away. Muskie 101.
I still feel 25 most of the time. I still raise a little cane with the boys, honky tonks and pretty women. Lord, I'm still right there with them, singing above the crowd and the noise. Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song, and I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. Well, the truth about a mirror is that a damned old mirror don't really tell the whole truth. It don't show what's deep inside or read between the lines, and it's really no
reflection of my youth.
Sometimes I feel like Jesse James, still trying to make a name, knowing nothing's gonna change what I am. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I was a young troubadour when I wrote in on a song. And I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone. I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Muskie 101.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, but God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand, and I don't know what to say. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
Jelly Roll on Muskie Country, Need a Favor. Three more coming at you from Clint Black, Luke Combs, and Kenny Chesney before more football. The dimmest light shining on more subjects than I've ever seen. A super simple fact revealing much in the NFL world. First, though, here's Clint Black.
A high roller, even when the chips are down. To win her over, I'd see the tables turn around. She's been the hard way, I can feel it in my bones. She'll be making my day, not another night alone. Well, it's time for a windfall, not a single minute too soon.
with the moonlight, bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I've been to the table and I've lost it all before. I'm willing and able, always coming back for more. Squeezing out a thin dime till there's no one hanging on my arm. I've gambled on the third time, a fool will tell you it's a charm. If I'm betting on a loser, I'm gonna have a devil to pay. But it's the only game I know to play. It doesn't matter anyway. I bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line. I bet it all on a good run of bad luck. 7 come 11, and she could be mine. Lucky a lady, and I'm gonna find love coming on the bottom line.
Best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep-sea senorita fishing down in Panama. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only started on the day that she walked out.
on a scratch off ticket. Bought 2 12 packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station. Won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains, it pours. When it rains, it pours.
Seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and 2 Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and 2 Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
Kenny Chesney on Muskie Country, Don't Happen Twice. Get us the keyword before the hour is over for your chance at $100 cash. Supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, supper. And a huge shout out to the dedicated core of listeners who gets in every keyword. You are maximizing your odds at those Wisconsin getaways. Is it the Dells? Is it Door County? One of the two, and gas money to get you there. We'll do that drawing, I believe, early next week after all of the keyword days this week are finished up. So, NFL world, a little piece of news 2 days ago on acmepackingcompany.com. Totally under the radar, not a highlight at all, and it doesn't have any punchy finish, but it was just kind of a neat thing. The more I thought about it, the more I realized it was kind of a series of dominoes that I think you'll like to watch topple over. So, this morning, I found a piece of news, acmepackingcompany.com, 2 days ago, Justice Mosqueda, one of their writers, a really good one at that, posted that the Packers showed interest in Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Rashad Bateman this past offseason. Apparently, the Packers talked to the Ravens about potentially adding Bateman before the draft. This was a while ago. And at the time, there were two other teams interested in Rashad Bateman. Bateman, by the way, is 25 years old. He's just coming into his prime. He's shown pretty well. Not a superstar, but honestly, with the right quarterback, he could be. He could be a star receiver at least. And that's why teams were interested in him. And the piece of news that Justice Mosqueda posted was that other interested teams on top of the Packers included the Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. And I saw that and I thought, yeah, that's normal. It's pretty normal for multiple teams to be interested in. But then it struck me. The Patriots just added Stephon Diggs, former Texan, former Bill, former Viking, who used to eat us alive here in the NFC North before they got Justin Jefferson there. And if you look at the Cowboys, they just traded for Steelers receiver George Pickens to pair with their own number one CD Lamb. So just like that, you've got three teams all interested in the same player, all failed to acquire him one way or the other, and then the Packers went and drafted two receivers, plus adding more in free agency and some undrafted free agents too. Three teams all in it for the same player, all whiffed, all dealt with it with slightly different ways. We'll see who's the most successful. I'd say smart money's kind of on the Cowboys because we already know what George Pickens is about. Stephon Diggs getting a little bit older. And who knows, those rookies the Packers drafted might both be terrible. Not likely, but again, safe money is on that choice. Smart money? I'm betting on the Packers. But hey, that's me. Get us that keyword. It's supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. It's only good till five.
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit seeking to block the DNA testing company 23andMe from selling personal genetic data. The lawsuit argues that the highly sensitive genetic information, including biological samples, should not be sold without the consent of consumers who provided the samples. The lawsuit was filed in federal bankruptcy court as another company seeks to buy the struggling 23andMe company. Experts are encouraging consumers to delete their 23andMe accounts before a potential sale. Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation officials say they're planning to cut back on some of the programs they offer over the next couple of years following a drop in revenue. The agency brings in most of its funding from economic development surcharges, and officials say the revenue brought in from those surcharges have not kept pace with inflation. The agency saw a $4 million drop in revenue, and funding is expected to decline even further. Governor Tony Evers called for a 160% budget increase for the agency in his biennial budget proposal. Polk County District Attorney Jeffrey Kemp has released a statement following a social media post regarding an email he sent questioning the legality of federal immigration operations. The email appeared to criticize the way ICE is conducting immigration operations, specifically the lack of hearings and warrants, as well as agents wearing masks. District Attorney Kemp said in his statement that the email was taken out of context to suggest something radical or inappropriate, and it was simply a discussion of legal and ethical questions with other attorneys. A Birchwood man has been charged with burglary and assault after allegedly breaking into his ex-girlfriend's residence in Rice Lake. Felony charges of burglary committing battery on a person and felony stalking, as well as misdemeanor charges of battery and theft, were filed against 56-year-old James Everett in Barron County Circuit Court on Thursday. Everett is accused of breaking into the residence on May 28th and injuring the victim's leg and nose, as well as stealing a $350 pair of glasses. He faces up to 15 years in prison. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional clouds for tonight and tomorrow. A slight chance of a sprinkle or shower. Lows 45 to 50 and highs of 70 to 75. Some smoke also around. More rain possible Thursday night and Friday. Highs only 60 to 65. It's 69 degrees right now.
Muskie 101.
most country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Why should we go round and round the truth?
101.1 FM, Muskie 101.
Baby, what are we becoming? It feels just like we're always running, rolling through the motions every day. I could lean in to hold you, or act like I don't even know you. Seems like you could care less either way. What happened to that girl I used to know? I just want us back to the way we were before. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Baby, do I? Remember when we didn't have nothing but a perfect, simple kind of loving? Baby, those sure were the days. There was a time our love ran wild and free, but now I'm second guessing everything I see. Do I turn you on at all when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Take your breath away, light up a spark way down deep. Baby, do I? Oh, do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I? Or tell me, do I, baby? Give you everything that you ever wanted. Would you rather just turn away and leave me lonely? Do I just need to give up and get on with my life? Tell me, baby, do I get one more try? Do I?
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
I've made